Nolte, Biden fails first leadership test, silent as supporters refuse to social distance. By John Nolte on November 7, 2020. While prematurely claiming victory in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden failed his first leadership test by refusing to address the troubling fact his supporters are openly gathering in large groups all around the country and violating social distancing rules. What was most striking about Saturday's premature victory speech in Wilmington, Delaware, is what Biden did not say, which was to call for his supporters to immediately cease and desist with these potential super-spreader events. Biden made getting the coronavirus under control the centerpiece of his basement campaign. What's more, he and his campaign frequently scolded President Trump and his supporters for attending the president's rallies. Biden has also frequently bragged about how he will listen to the scientists, institute a nationwide mask mandate, and is willing to shut down the entire country again if necessary. And yet, on this night, as thousands, perhaps millions of his supporters gather in massive groups, including at his premature victory speech, Biden says nothing to put a stop to what he believes is a serious public health risk. He obviously knows these premature celebrations are going on everywhere. He obviously believes these events are potential super-spreader events, and yet he chooses to say nothing to put a stop to them. So while there's no question Biden has already failed his first leadership test, something else to consider is that Joe Biden knows he has no control over his supporters. He is intimidated by them, which does not bode well if he does end up winning the election. The far-left tail is already wagging the decrepit dog. What makes this leadership failure even more alarming and egregious is that during this premature victory speech, Biden spoke at length about how seriously he is going to take the pandemic, how he will be putting together a task force starting Monday. Does Biden need a task force to tell him that when his supporters gather in large groups they are spreading the coronavirus? Biden is eager to lock us all down and shove us into masks, but he won't tell his own supporters to social distance? There is one other way to look at this. And when you consider what fascist Democrat governors all around the country have done, it is not at all unreasonable to look at it this way. Biden might actually be in favor of his supporters spreading the virus because the worse the plague gets, the more fascist power he can try to accumulate if he wins the presidency. All I know is this. Those are his people out there gathering in massive groups and refusing to social distance, and Biden has not said a single word to stop to it. And there is no way to ask yourself why he refuses to say anything without coming to a conclusion that isn't deeply disturbing. If Biden does win, it will already be under a black cloud of fraud that cannot be wiped away. And already he is proving to be a coward, a hypocrite, and someone without the moral courage to do what he believes is the right thing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.